ready for an entertaining, innovative, and provocative experience. One that is going to elevate your energy, your excellence, and your lifestyle. Join this Triple Heart Lifestyle Enhancement Experience called The Setup. Connect with Chloe Taylor Brown, an expert guest, every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time by calling 317-932-1078 or by logging on to www.mylifesetup.com. And remember, you can always connect with Chloe at www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
Hello there, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're on The Setup, and I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown. I don't have my normal voice this morning because over the weekend I came down with a little scratchy throat, so I'm going to try to do my best. But anyway, I'm very, very excited this morning because I have someone who is completely extraordinary and so amazing and so incredibly energetic. Her name is Melissa Michaels. I'm going to tell you about Melissa, but first I want to tell you about The Setup and what we're doing. The Setup really is an innovative program that is designed to energize you, to elevate your excellence, and to get you out of your head and into your life. We've talked about the value of yourself on our first show. We talked about your ability to perceive, your ability to make decisions based on what you perceive. And then you've got to go out and communicate your decision. And by your communication, you're going to be building rapport, and we want to build rapport with the right people so that we can interact and talk about what we're working on, what we're playing on, and then we must get into action. And last week, we were with Marcia Middleton, and we were discussing your ability to act. And this week, we're going to be talking about your ability to produce what you want to produce in your life. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Melissa Michaels. She's a multi-talented entrepreneur. She's a model, award-winning author, designer, activist, and film executive producer. Melissa is also an author of A Look Within book series and the creator of two clothing lines, Ippolito Bodywear and IBWear. Please forgive me for my dog barking in the background, but there's absolutely nothing I can do at this very moment. I apologize. Also, Melissa is a designer. She is a woman of many, many talents. And I want us to bring Melissa on now because she's going to tell us about what Ippolito means and how she's able to do all these amazing, incredible things in her life. Are you with us, Melissa?
Yes, I am. How are you, Chloe?
I'm excellent today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Wonderful. Excuse me, this is live radio, and there was someone at my door, so I had to get up to answer the door. Melissa, please tell us right away, how are you able to get up so early? This is sunny, sunny, sunny San Diego, and the sun is not out there yet. So what are you doing up so early, and how are you so energetic so early?
Well, you know, I have a purpose, and I'm just excited about life, and I am able to do what I do because that's why I am made to create. So, as you can see right now, it's foggy outside. You can't see anything. It's super foggy, but I'm up talking to you and looking forward to sharing it with everybody.
Well, hopefully the sun will be out just as we're closing this show up. Okay. I find Ippolito, the name, the concept, so amazing. Tell us about, please.
Ippolito is an acronym. It's a word that I created. It stands for Infinite Peace, Love, and Togetherness. I took the first two letters of each word and created that word. And I came up with this actually back in, I, the original thought was in 2003. I was at the Beverly Hills Playhouse, and one of my classmates was talking to me and was talking about how I just have like this earthy, you know, vibe about me, and so, you know, it just took everything that what I was doing and what I want to do, and I thought about, well, you know, there's really not a word out there for that. And so I just kind of sat with that for a while. Then the whole thing really came to me back in 2006, and then producing it, you know, it was happening each year, you know, a little bit more each year to what it is today. So that's what Impoloto is. And the mission statement for Impoloto is keeping it conscious by harmonizing social actions while being world relevant through social transformation by implementing infinite peace, love, and togetherness for a daily existence of conscious action. So every day we're doing something positive. We're paying it forward every day in our work, whether we're doing a corporate 9-to-5 or, you know, you're an independent contractor, you know, you're putting out what you have.
I like that. And, you know, I think that if more people, more of us could actually go within ourselves to see what it is that we have and how we can package that up just the way that you've done and put it out there. And everything that you're doing is coming from the essence of who you are. And I love that so much because your life, you're playing this life game, and this life game is actually your work. You're changing the world, and you're elevating your life. You're creating a very nice lifestyle for yourself. And I think this is so ideal, and I do want to talk more about that. I do know that you're currently working on, is this a second or third degree that you're working on?
I just finished at USC Business Law, so yeah. I just finished, so yeah.
Congratulations, Melissa.
Thank you.
That's big. And I know that with all of the creations, everything that you've been creating for the last several years, you've learned that you have to protect what you've been creating because people can be very, very, you know, excited about what you created and what we created, and they may want it, and they may want to take it for themselves. So how do we protect ourselves from that?
Well, there's several ways you can do that. You can start by copywriting things. First of all, you have to make, you know, you keep a copy of everything yourself, of course, and you contact the copyright office in Washington, D.C., and that's, if I can give people the address, copyright.gov, www.copyright.gov, and things that are copyrightable are like films, video games, maps, charts, books, musical compositions, dramatic compositions, photos, paintings, sculptures, and computer programs. So people need to, there's forms that the site has, they fill out the form and they start by doing that first, and that's protected. And anyone who comes after you, you know, and they try to take your work, that's copyright infringement, which there are, you know, severe, you know, legal consequences. So that's the best way to protect yourself.
And so would you, all the things that you're working on, including your designs and the books that you're writing, the poems, and all of your creative forces and energies that you've actually put out there, do you have all of this copyrighted? And
absolutely. Absolutely. No one can touch. I mean, I actually had to, summer of 2010, I actually had someone do that. There was a copyright infringement. I actually had to do it. I wrote the cease and desist letter, and that stopped it immediately. I mean, you just really have to be vigilant. You have to watch yourself. I mean, when I say watch yourself, Google your name, Google your product, Google your design. I mean, just constantly be on the lookout on the internet. I do that on a quarterly basis to see, to make sure, and that helps a great deal to know, you know, if anyone's even close to Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay. If there's anyone close to, you know, taking any of your items, you just have to have that vigilant eye yourself.
Well, you know, I think that once you can get your creative creations or your work copyrighted, that would also give you, I guess, a more sustainable foundation to go out and play a bigger life game. Is that
right.
correct?
Yes, yes, because then you know you're protected and you know that this is mine, that this is yours, and, you know, you have every right to pursue your dream, your passion, your life, you know, your career, because it's yours.
Did you discover this as, you know, being the creative person that you are by accident or by mistake or by experience, or have you always been savvy in business to know that everything must be protected? You've got to have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted.
Well, I think my parents had a tremendous role in who and what I am today. My mother put me in theater at a very young age to really keep the boys away from me. My parents' theory was to keep me so busy to where the boys, I wouldn't have time for boys because my sisters you know, weren't like that. And so I'm the one that, you know, they theater, dance, music, I was into it. And then as I got older, I thought, well, you know, I'm more of a creative person than I am, you know, a corporate person, and just stayed with it and developed it from there.
Could you please tell me, Melissa, of all the things that you're creating, because you're so creative, you're a designer, you're a model, you're an actress, you're an award-winning author, you are also an executive producer of the film, let's see, which film is this? I know that you're as a producer of Chocolate is Not Better Than Sex, but
right.
I saw Chocolate is Not Better Than Sex, which is going to be released in early 2013. I want to come back and talk about that. But of all of these creative juices that are flowing through you, which do you prefer?
Which do I prefer? Well, I think they all have, I'm not doing everything all at once, just so everyone knows. I'm not like, you know, I'm not, you know, producing and writing. I mean, it comes in compartments. Like there's, you know, if I'm doing, like I just signed on with the Skin Revolution on the face for Skin Revolution, and that actually product launch is today. So that happens. And then when I'm writing, I'm writing. And then when I'm producing, you know, I'm not like all in one day. It's just everything has its moment and its place. So I don't know if I have a favorite. There isn't a favorite because it's all of me, and I respect each one individually. So I don't know if I answer your question or not. But.
Well, one of the things that I do in coaching, Melissa, and also for myself, I discovered this years ago, and I'm not as creative as you, but pretty creative myself, and I can work on several things, and they're all parts of me. But what I had to do to keep myself in alignment, and I've also been using this with my clients, is imagine my life for right now all contained in a pyramid. And at the base of the pyramid is my mantra. That's like the whole fullness of me. And then how do I want to express this? At the apex of the pyramid is my life game. And my big life game is lifestyle enhancement coach or lifestyle enhancement specialist. But within
right.
the pyramid, at any given time, I'm allowed to play three big games within that game of lifestyle enhancement specialist. So I could play the game as author because I can manage that while I'm being a power coach and while I'm being a philanthropist. So that's what
right.
I'm going to focus on for this entire year. But even if I'm changing for the next 6 months or the next year, the big game is always at the top. Everything that I'm doing is going all the way to the top, to self-actualization, to my big game. So it sounds like that's what you're doing, too, that you have all these things that you don't love one more than the other. They all come from the same space. But are they all going up to the top of the apex of a big game for yourself?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, cool. Tell me about that.
It's all, I mean, they all have their place, and it's all, I don't know how to explain it. I don't love one more than the other. It's just like, you know, today I'm talking to you, and, you know, when I get done talking to you, I have to go and, you know, deal stuff with my book, and, you know, so I have my author hat on, and I don't know if I answered your question or not, so.
Well, maybe that's kind of a complicated question. Basically, it's about your purpose. Like, do you have your purpose in life? You're doing all these things, and they're all great, and if you don't, that's fine. But I was using an example of how we can keep ourselves in alignment so that we can know that everything that we're doing is coming from the same place. Because what we're talking about today is that all of our actions that we take, if you're doing a lot, they need to all add up to you producing something that you've decided that you want to accomplish in your life. So it sounds like you're doing an excellent job on that. I want to take a little break, and when we come back, I want you to tell us about your M. Peloto's body wear and IB wear, okay?
Sure, absolutely, okay.
Okay, so we'll be right back. You've been listening to Chloe Taylor Brown and Melissa Michaels on The Setup. Well,
why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
Well, what I want to know, if my listeners are up for the challenge with Melissa Michaels, please know that if you have any questions for Melissa Michaels on The Setup this morning, you can call 917-932-1078. And press 1 to speak with Melissa with your question or your comment. And Melissa, could you please tell me a little bit about your body wear and your IB wear, your clothing lines?
Sure. M. Peloto body wear and IB wear are eco-friendly clothes. They're T-shirts. They are T-shirt purses. They are, head wraps and jewelry and accessories and things like that. And everything is organic. I mean, it's bamboo material or it's recyclable material or it's organic cotton. It's very eco-friendly. And, the T-shirts have, like, either, you know, some socially conscious statement or some really artistic design, all done by me. Everything's made by me. I don't outsource anything. Everything's made by me, and that's what that is. And IB wear is like IB love, IB art. It's more like a self-proclamation type of line.
So it's conscious fashion wear.
Definitely conscious fashion. But I wanted to go back to before the break, how I can do what I do. Basically, I express my expectation. I have this saying that Zhang Shao says, and it's flow with everything, flow with whatever may happen, and let your mind be free. Stay centered by accepting whatever you are doing. This is the ultimate. That's my daily mantra. And everything that I do, I swear, it's that.
Well, it sounds like, Melissa, it certainly does, because you would have to be free to do as
right.
much as you're doing and do it at
yeah.
such a high level. So I admire that. And who are some of the people out in the L.A. area or in New York or wherever that, or types of people that would wear your fashion?
Typically, they are college students. I have a huge college following. I mean, it's people who are active. I mean, people who are activists, people who participate in their communities, people who care, you know, about their neighbor. I mean, these are people who are just, they are aware of their existence and their environment, and they want to make a difference. So those are the people. My demographics, if that's what you're asking, is typically like 18 to like 35. And I have my clothes in boutiques, you know, throughout the U.S.
Okay, so now I would like to switch gears slightly, although we still know we're driving the same car. But I want to know, how is it that you have been able to break into the film industry and become an executive producer and producer? We're going to talk about Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex, but I can't, it eludes me, the first one, the first, it's with
film?
A little boy, and I can't remember
oh,
enough.
The film is called, that came out in 2010, that is Fiddler in the Darkness, and that is a gorgeous, gorgeous film that I am super proud of. It's the premise is that art breathes life into dead things. I mean, literally, and that's just it's just a gorgeous film, and the music is fantastic. And that happened because we all went to San Diego State University, we helped each other. When I started doing Imploto, when I introduced Imploto to the world, I should say in 2008 or 2009, I think it was 2009. and the people who got involved in my video, because I did a video on what is Imploto, like an introduction to the world, and everyone that was involved in it was from San Diego State University and the film department. And so that happened, and the film was supposed to be, it's supposed to be like a 30-second PSA. It turned out to be like an 8-minute, you know, video, and it's very detailed, and people telling, you know, what does Imploto mean to them. And so after that, they went to go do a film, which was Fiddler in the Darkness, and they asked, like, do you want to be involved in this? You know, we really would like for you to be involved in this. And so I took on the role as executive producer and did that. And so that's how that happened. And the film actually premiered at Lionsgate, which is huge, and it also showed at HBO, which is huge. So it's just something that I am really thankful that I was part of, and I believe in the film and the gorgeous message.
That's wonderful. And then Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex is going to be released in 2013, early 2013. And
right.
There is a trailer for that is viewable right now. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Where can we see that trailer for Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex?
Can you ask that question again? I'm sorry.
Where can we see that trailer?
Oh, you can see it on the YouTube. You can actually go to the website. It's chocolateisnotbetterthansex.com.
Okay, wonderful.
You
want to see the trailer, Melissa Michaels' trailer, Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex. You can go to chocolateisnotbetterthansex.com. You can also go to www.inpeloto.com/films. And also check out all of Melissa's work on inpelotos.com. Again, that is www.inpeloto.com. And In Pelotos is infinite peace, love, togetherness, and
yes.
That is all of us. I love that, Melissa.
Yeah, energy is vibration. You know, energy moves in waves and, you know, light, sound, and thoughts. And, you know, it's all about really the energy. And the director, to go back, the writer of Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex is Alicia Gore, who is married to British rock star Byron Gore, and they're a dynamic married couple, and she's fantastic, and it's her film, and I'm just happy that she asked me to be a part of her great film. It's going to be, if you remember the film, I Love You Man, it's the female version of I Love You, Man. It's hysterical, so can't wait till we can share it with the world.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yes.
So, Melissa, now we know that today is a very special day because the Skin Revolution is launching today.
Right.
And talk about that.
They saw me, they handpicked me to be their face for the Skin Revolution. Skin Revolution is a very fantastic product line. It's all vegan, which means there's no animal product at all. Everything's handmade, and it's based in New York. And I use the product, and I tell you, it's so clean. At least your skin's so incredibly clean. It's incredible. So the launch is today for me, being their face. It happens today, so I'll be sharing those pictures soon. You'll be seeing them everywhere very soon.
Will you be able to send me posts and photographs so all of this is going to be released today?
Sure.
Oh, congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes.
This is very exciting. I would like for everyone to know that Melissa Michaels leads a very exciting life, and I think that she thinks it's very normal. And the reason why I believe this, we haven't had this conversation, I'm just trying to feel you, Melissa. I believe that she feels it's normal because she's flowing in her excellence. She has learned how to induce and draw from herself her higher level of excellence, and she's learned how to direct that excellence into what she loves most. And she knows how to build rapport with people. She knows how to get in and interact. She was just telling us how she was interacting with the young lady who for the Chocolate Is Not Better Than Sex. And also, Melissa Michaels knows how to go and act on her own. Didn't you just hear her say that this is really incredible to me. I can hardly believe it. Designs and makes all the things that go into the In Pelotos boutique. Now, this is why she's able to produce on a rock star level. She didn't just pop up all of a sudden and say, just let me just. Melissa, have you put a lot of thought into all these things that you're doing? Not you're doing it as creative, but did you put a lot of thought into it, and have you developed yourself to be this excellent person?
Yes. Of course I put a lot of thought into it. I mean, I put a lot of thought into every second of the day. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I mean, it's my blood. It's the oxygen in my blood, you know. So this makes me get up and go in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think I could. I don't know what my life would be if I couldn't create. That's how it is. You know, I don't know what I would be or what I would be if I wasn't doing what I'm doing. You know, this is definitely my purpose.
That's not something that you have to consider because you didn't just start thinking about this last year. You've made your plans. You developed yourself. You are a graduate from San Diego. Tell me which university, because I think it's San Diego State University.
There's two schools. I went to San Diego State University and most recently University of San Diego.
Okay. And one of the things that being a creative person who's also been a fashion model,
yes.
I know that myself as well, people feel that, wow, did you pay someone to do this for you, or did you create this, or how did you do this? For some reason,
right.
They think you're not as bold as you are, that you're not as substantial as you are, that you're not
right.
as powerful and empowering as you are. When
right.
you are all of these things, and how does that make you feel when people think that you've hired people to create, to write your book for you?
Well, insulted, because any professor that you would ever talk to that had me as a student, I impressed them, you know. So I feel insulted when someone thinks, oh, well, you know, I hire someone or any anything that would allude to that it wasn't mine originally is a tremendous insult. This is me doing my art. This is me doing what God made me to be. So, yeah, everything is mine. I own my T-shirts. I own the design. It's mine. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say when people. It hurts, you know, it's insulting and that, and actually it takes me back, so I try to, like, understand, like, why would someone have that thought, and then I shift gears, because I don't hold on to any negativity, because that just brings you down, and that shuts you down, and when you're shut down, you can't be open or listen to what, you know, God has for you, you know, to do, so I get rid of it immediately, but everything's mine, and it's, you know, it's
well, you know what? I say to you the same thing that I say to myself. It's just that they don't know any better, and we should not hold against these individuals, and we just keep it moving.
Right.
And you know what? I want to keep it moving now. We're going to go to a little commercial break, and when I come back, I want to talk to you more about the things that you have that's going to be coming up in the fall and also in 2013.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back with Melissa Michaels on the setup after this commercial break.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
We're back. You're listening to The Setup. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown, and my special expert guest today is Miss Melissa Michaels. Melissa, tell me, how do you relax? Because you're so busy, you're doing a lot. How do you actually relax and get all this out of your head and you're just there at peace with nothing and you're just floating?
I work out every single day. I take one day off a week and not exercise, but I'm in the gym typically every day. I eat well. I take care of myself. I do yoga to relax. I chill out and I do yoga, and that's what I do.
Have you ever had anything, Melissa, to bring you to your knees while you've been working on this?
Oh, God, this past year I saw the Dalai Lama, and that was a life-changing experience, and and the struggles and the things that he talked about and made me think about my struggles, and what brought me to my knees is the fact that I have had a lot of death in my family. I mean, I felt like, you know, the book of Job in the Bible where he lost, like, everything. I pretty much lost, like, everybody in my family. Very strange accidents and deaths and just very strange things, which is that I never had the chance to, like, to grieve properly because I was so busy doing my work, or that was a distraction from the grief. And so that brought me to my knees, and I ended up going to therapy and was diagnosed with anxiety. And I was treatable with, guess what, medicinal marijuana. And so I'm fine. It's hard when you've really lost your mother, your father, and, you know, and what do you do, you know? So.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that, Melissa. So it sounds like you were going through a situational kind of a depression or just not so like yourself?
Life happens, and, losing family members would cause you to be depressed, definitely. Definitely situational, and yeah, definitely situational, but life goes on and you learn to deal with it. You learn to process it properly, and that's what my, you know, when I went to go see the therapist, that helped me to deal with losing family members, and just, it was hard. It was definitely devastating.
Well, what did you do, Melissa, to start to get your energy back and to be yourself again after that, the loss of or so many family members leaving your life?
What did I do?
What did you do to start to get your energy back and to feel good about yourself and just to not to have those feelings of anxiety?
Right. Well, I got some medicinal marijuana. That helps. I mean, you know, not, you know, that has such a negative connotation. It depends what circles you say that in. I mean, and I don't, you know, not abuse it anyway. It's to relax, you know, and to just calm my mind down. And the whole thing is to calm your mind down, to calm my mind down is what I learned to do. That has brought me to put me back in balance. Put me back in balance to do my life.
And, you know, we have to say that you are in California, and being diagnosed with anxiety and being prescribed medicinal marijuana is not that uncommon out there, is it?
It's not uncommon anywhere. I mean, you know, most physicians would like to, you know, write prescriptions and get the pharmaceuticals going and all that and get people being dependent on that. And my anxiety is nowhere close to that at all. It's just like I had life happen, and it was happening a lot, meaning, you know, there's a lot of death at once and all at once. And, you know, any reasonable person would have fallen apart. I didn't. I just was freaking out. I was having, like, you know, panic attacks and you know, moments where I wasn't feeling my best. So, therefore, my doctor, you know, wrote a prescription for medicinal marijuana, which is fine. It's, you know, it's not to be abused at all, and it's simply to relax and calm my mind.
How long ago was this?
This was this past year.
Oh, okay. Wow. So just recently.
Very
now, when you started to harmonize again and get yourself back into flow, what was the first thing that you created?
The first thing that I created was the Quest of Conscious T-shirt. I don't know if you saw it, but it's like the Constitution, you know, and that's what I created.
Well, this is fascinating, and I'm sure that I didn't know that this would come up in the conversation, but this is really important because we're switching gears just a little bit and piggybacking on what you just described. I've worked with many women between, I would say, 40 and 59, and
mm-hmm.
many of us have situational not necessarily depression, but some of it can be depression, anxiety, or just a little bit of uncertainty. And
mm-hmm.
and it causes these feelings within ourselves. When we go to our doctors, normally they prescribe addictive antidepressants and pain pills or some sort. And I'm seeing that a lot of women in this age group are becoming addicts by accident. So I would much rather a person with, I guess, on the medicinal marijuana that's non-addictive. Is medicinal marijuana non-addictive?
I'm not addicted. I can't speak for the rest of the world. I mean, I'm fabulous. I say I'm fabulously flawed. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it can be. I can't speak for anybody else. I know that mine is used, you know, very rarely, and it's really when I have like those moments that are overwhelming, so I don't go into this catastrophizing type of mentality, you know, and that's what I don't, you know, that's me.
Now, when you're working on the things that you love, does that alleviate anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It's I love what I like. I said I don't know what my life would be if I wasn't doing what I was doing. I don't even allow myself to entertain those thoughts, you know. So
do not entertain those thoughts. I want to hear at this time how we can all make it happen and produce more of what we want to produce. I would like for you, the listeners, and also if you'd like to call to ask a question to Melissa Michaels or make a comment, remember you can dial 917-932-1078. I want to talk about putting our life together and how we can produce more. Before you can produce more, you have to decide what it is that you want to accomplish. What are you working toward? So many people do not have a big goal for themselves. And I don't mean your life purpose, but we always need to have a goal in front of us. And your goal can come from different areas. You can have a goal for self-development. I remember that, you know, I've had goals for self-development. And, Melissa, you just completed your San Diego State for training in self-development. You can have goals for your family. You can also have goals for with your friends, spiritual goals, academic career, physical and mental health, community service. Whatever your goals are, I want you to list these goals, at least three of them, in these different areas. What do you want? What do you want to take yourself higher in what particular area? So, for instance, if we have a personal goal, everybody can relate to this about losing weight or being in shape. For the purpose of this exercise, I want you to prioritize and choose your three main goals. And if you want to exercise and lose weight, say what you're going to be doing every day. If you need to have someone to hold you accountable, then find a partner and use this. Do not just set it up and lose it. You want to use it so that it can work in your life. And I promise you, if you write things down, get them out of your head and into your life, communicate what you've written down about what you want to the right people, not just anyone. When you're communicating your goals or what you want to create to the right people, they're going to get excited with you. And based on how you're communicating, your words, your body language, the energy within you, you're going to build rapport with the right people. And these right people, you can get into interaction with them. They can make it bigger. They can give you leads. They can give you help. They can give you encouragement. They may be your partners. And then you're going to have to go act on your own. You've got to act. Now, it's good to have a team. Who's on your team? Ask yourself, who's on your team to help you to produce what you decided you want to accomplish? Now, with that little lesson, Melissa, who's on your team? Who's helping you to accomplish what you've set out to accomplish?
Well, I have a group of people that that work with me. So I have people that have been working with me since the beginning in Peloso that I intend to keep because I think they're fantastic. So I have a core group of people who have my same thought process. You know, on what you said, you know, it's the responsibility of, you know, the artists to produce their art, you know, creating an environment where it's conducive to produce and walking your walk. I mean, so many people, you know, say walk your walk the talk. I say walk your walk. You have to be what you say you are. Otherwise, you're fake.
Right. And I know a lot of people that have come to me for coaching or have been in my presence, young people, middle-aged people, older people. It really doesn't matter, especially now people are a little bit confused. And they want to be able to walk that talk, and they're working it. They're working in their setup. Can you remember when you were working your setup and your walk wasn't quite there yet?
I want to say if my walk wasn't, I want to say I've been walking my walk. I think there's times my walk has been stronger than other times. I think I've walked my walk, from the inception of Imploto. I definitely have walked my walk.
Well, I think
you learn along the way how to be strong. That may be, looking within yourself to make sure that you don't have any things that are distracting or taken away from your walk, or there might be people who are in the way, not giving you the love, the support, or what you need, and you have to let those people go graciously, like bless them out of your life, and move on. And that all of the above has been part of this process. So I've walked my walk.
What would you say to a young designer or a young artist such as yourself, who's just starting to get the idea of what it is that they want to accomplish? They made the decision. They've communicated to the right people. They've been building the rapport. They've been interacting with their team. And they know it. They see it. They have this big vision. But they're not there yet. What would you say to those people? Because they're walking their walk, but they haven't completely self-actualized in that, completing that book or have that boutique or finish that movie or even started producing the movie. What would you say to those people?
I say you do things incrementally. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight, and be patient with yourself and be kind to yourself and don't beat yourself up. If you expect things to happen like instantly, just one thing at a time. You have to do what's the most important thing. You do the most immediate goal first, and you build on it from there.
I like that because we've been talking about producing, and the only way that you can produce on a big, powerful, empowering, and inspiring level is to have made this decision about what it is that you want to accomplish. And
right.
Just a few minutes ago, I spoke about your goals and then writing all of your goals down and then choosing the three goals that resonate most with you. And these mm-hmm. three goals seem to me they should all kind of add up to a big picture. So of your three main goals, I want you to determine which one resonates with you most at this time. And then I want you to concentrate on that goal right now, the one that's most important to you, and I want you to write it down clearly, and I want you to use lots of adjectives and high-level words to describe, because that's going to evoke a certain feeling from you. That feeling is going to energize you. That's called resonance, to help you to vibrate on a higher level. And then when you tell other people about it, it's going to be more attractive to you and to them, and you're going to be able to hold your position and to get into a higher level of action around that particular goal. Melissa, you sound a lot like me. We're working on so many things at a time, and it's all flowing from our authenticity, these creative people. But for people who are not as creative, but they have these great ideas, it's important for them to know that they can't do everything all at one time, just as you
right.
said. And
right.
then when you've completed one portion of the big goal, that's going to help you to feel better. So is that what you mean, that you're constantly
yes.
walking your walk?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So with the what is the biggest – so today you're going to be – your skincare product, that's going to be – launched the Skin Revolution, that ad campaign that you're
right.
face.
Well, yes. They're launching me as their face for their company today.
Okay. I would love for you to post that on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that is fascinating, and I didn't even know that when I invited you to
yeah.
share your song today.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this is important to know as well about your goal setting and you acting and producing more of what you want. You've created your plan. You've gotten it out of your head. It's on paper. You've told the right people. Now, when you start to work it, if your plan doesn't work right away, don't panic. Continue to work it. And then if it doesn't work, you can modify it. You can enhance it, or you can even change it. But don't change your objective. Hold right. firmly to your holographic vision. So making a mistake or failing in a certain area does not mean that you can't be successful, because right. we're all bound to make a few mistakes here or there, and obstacles may fall into our path. So don't be too hard on yourself if you're not moving as quickly. The point is that you've got to continue, because you will complete it if you follow this process. Now, you right. remember that you can always connect with me at ChloeTaylorBrown.com. And if you need to have more information on how to create, how to live your life by your own design, you can send me an email at Chloe at ChloeTaylorBrown.com. We're going to be coming up on our last commercial break, and this is Chloe Taylor Brown. I'm your host for The Setup, and my special guest is Ms. Melissa Michaels. And, Melissa, when we come back, I want to talk about what you have going into 2013 in addition to chocolate is not better than sex. I like saying that. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Okay.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their homes by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Welcome back to the Setup Radio Show. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown, and I'm talking to Melissa Michaels this morning. And she is the creator and founder and CEO of Impilotos, and it is Impilotos' mission, keeping it conscious by harmonizing social actions while being world relevant through social transformation by implementing infinite peace, love, and togetherness for daily existence of conscious actions. I love that, Melissa.
Thank you.
So tell me, what are you working on in addition to chocolate is not better than sex for 2013?
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, everything that I'm doing is intellectual property. That refers, you know, to the creations of mine, inventions, literary and artistic works. And what I have going on is my book should, my third book, Look Within, should be out late September, early October. And excuse me? I'm sorry.
What is that book about? A Look Within.
That all my books are books of poetry that I have written. So, like, Volume 1 is the one that actually won the award, the DIY Award, which was the best poetry book in the country, which is huge. And so then the second one, now here's the third one. It's the third installation of that book series.
So it was the second book that won that grand award that you just mentioned?
The first book. The first thing I ever wrote actually won an award. So
that's amazing. That's a testament to your creativity and your stick ability. I have a feeling that once you determine your ideal about something, that you're going to stick with it until you can actually touch it and feel it. Taste it, mm-hmm. see it, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit more about your executive producing in films, and where do you think that's going to, how big do you want to go in that area?
It's going big. There's something I'm working on right now that I'm not at liberty to talk about. I kind of hinted about it before, but I have something in development. If you read I wrote an article on James Morrison, who is an actor on the show 24, and in the article I talked about the TV treatment that I wrote called Balanced Justice, and that's getting some attention. So I believe it's getting bigger. Impluto LLC is just getting bigger. I mean, I think the TV producing and the film producing is going to lead me into, the ultimate dream that I have. So, I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I want to remind our listeners today that even if you think that you have no creative energy flowing through you, I really highly believe that that's incorrect. We all have creative abilities, and we can actually become more creative by working in those areas that we really want to work on and work in. So remember that the greatest individuals in the world have made mistakes, and they didn't let it stop them. As a matter of fact, it used them to push them forward. And they've all had to overcome obstacles. What I call that is falling forward or failing forward. As long as you can get up, then there's no failure. So
Right. Continue
to get up. So you'll always be in good company if you get up after a mistake. So remember that no one's perfect. We're all very authentic. There's only one of you. You're completely unique. You're one of a kind and flawless. And I love what you said, Melissa. What did you say, that you're fabulously flawed?
I'm fabulously flawed. And everyone needs to know that ideas are worth billions. So go with it. Make it happen.
So everyone needs to know what?
Ideas are worth billions.
Absolutely. And in saying that, Napoleon Hill says that keep the main thing the main thing.
Right.
And the idea is the main thing. So when you have an extraordinary idea that resonates with you, that makes you feel wonderful, visualize that. See yourself in that. Feel that. Use your whole body felt perception to feel that for yourself so that you can start to step into being. Melissa, do you have anything that you'd like to leave with the listeners? Because we have less than 2 minutes before our show is going to come to an end.
I want to tell your listeners that they can look within themselves and dig deep and figure out what they want to do with their life, with their anything that they're doing, to be kind and gracious to themselves. And just listen to what the universe has to say, and just to be open and keep the negativity to almost to non-existent. But when it comes up, push it away. Just realize the more positive, the more you feel love, the more you feel peace, the more you're gonna walk into your purpose.
Thank you. That is wonderful, Melissa. I have completely enjoyed you today. You've been very insightful, a breath of fresh air, very knowledgeable. Thank you for sharing your time with us. And are you going to take a nap, or are you going to get your day started?
I'm going to go hit the gym.
Okay.
I'm going to the gym. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to receiving your information from your new release today for the Cosmetic Skincare line. And I want to let our listeners know that next week we're going to be talking about our ability to have a high level of certainty about what we produce based on our actions. And my guest for next week is going to be Mr. Malcolm Bugler. So, from Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Chloe Taylor Brown, and we've been talking to Ms. Melissa Michaels about her life setup, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Don't forget, you can always come back. You can share this podcast, and I promise you that next week I will not have a barking dog in the background. Thank you so much for being on the call today. Goodbye, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.